About a year ago, 26-year-old Arnaldo Rios was handcuffed for hours and later interrogated by the North Miami Police Department. Officers had taken the autistic man into custody after they mistook a toy truck in his hand for a gun. Before police arrested Rios, they shot his caregiver, Charles Kinsey. A cell phone video showed him on the ground with his hands upraised. At the time, officers said they were aiming at Rios. The family is now suing the city as well as the officers involved, especially after viewing Rios' 3.5-minute interrogation. Rios mostly responds to every question with a yes, even if it requires another response. He also later parrots the interrogator.
What did you have in your hand? Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it shiny?
Shiny.
Or was it black?
Black.
Was it red?
Red.
Or was it blue?
Blue.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to hurt anybody tonight?
Yeah.
Who did you want to hurt?
So I've been an advocate for over 20-odd years. I have a child with autism, and I know that if a police officer would have stopped him and started pelting questions at him, our kids, their executive functioning just shuts down. They would say anything, they would parrot, they would do things.
That's Victoria Zepp with the Florida Coalition for Children. During this past legislative session, she advocated on behalf of a bill now law to require autism awareness training for law enforcement.
Officers need to know that there's a way to de-escalate, there's a way to approach. And I'm telling you, that will work with all populations then, that type of approach. So yeah, as a parent, you know, I'm concerned. Therefore, I'm very happy that this was initiated. I think that we need to take it a little step further. But I'm happy that we're at least have it on the awareness and the radar.
But some, like Tallahassee Police Chief Michael DeLeo, are a bit skeptical about the new law.
I'm not the most tactful person. That's feel-good legislation. Look what we did. We mandated more training for law enforcement. That's very easy for the legislature to do. But does that dramatically change or impact beneficially the families who already have a very difficult struggle to do with their children or their adult children because they can't work out on their own or their caretakers?
DeLeo says the issue is personal for him since he has family members and friends with autistic children. He says while he was a South Florida officer, he also responded to multiple situations with autistic kids.
So get the issue. But it's very easy for the legislature to say, hey, we've addressed the issue because we said law enforcement's got to take a 4-hour class. That doesn't fix the true issue. What it did is now it created an expectation that because our officers went to a 4-hour class, it's going to make it all better. That we haven't fixed the issue. We dressed it up, we put some wrapping on it, but what we need to be doing is finding who is the best group of people with the right skill set to see it coming, intervene appropriately. And then if we need to be there in a supporting role, that's what we should be doing. But we are not the best agency to be solving that.
Still, Matt Pucka with the Florida Police Benevolent Association, which represents thousands of officers, says DeLeo doesn't speak for all law enforcement.
I don't think it's feel-good legislation. I think it's important legislation. I think that's a very incredibly insensitive statement for the police chief to make. If you've talked to anybody who's a parent of a child with autism, that incident in North Miami was their worst fear, their worst nightmare. So to better train officers in how to handle dealing with someone who's on the spectrum, to at least notice the signs, if we did nothing but just do that, we're making some progress.
And Dania Beach Democratic Representative Evan Jenny, who sponsored the legislation, also disagrees with DeLeo's assessment, especially since it came from a parent in his district whose child has autism.
So to see it go from just a constituent with a concern to law 2 years later, it's a great feeling and really happy about it. It's a bill I'm really proud to have done. I think if it help save one person from being accosted incorrectly or just from a police officer from having the worst night of his or her life because they made a mistake misreading the situation.
The new law takes effect October 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.